It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th hole. I'm your host, Michael Williams, bringing you, as always, the best of the best of the best in golf and golf lifestyle, even though it is absolutely freezing outside. I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, and there is 8 inches of what was snow, what is now ice on the ground. It has not been above freezing for about 2 weeks, and honestly, it's beautiful. It's a winter wonderland, but you know, anybody who's been around snow knows the longer it stays in the urban environment, the blacker it gets, and it's going to be interesting to watch this turn into a globular mess over time, and I'm looking forward to it, quite frankly, because it took me 3 days to dig my car out. So, but enough about me. It's all about golf here, and today we have a great show for you. We have two people who are just so connected to golf, and I'm so happy to have them. One is the people from Lexus. Lexus, I have been involved with Lexus in golf before, and I know how deeply and how passionately they feel about the game and how deeply and passionately people feel about their cars, of course, and the two are linked together so closely. And joining us today to talk about how the company and the game got so closely linked together is Nicole Peterson from Lexus. She's going to give us some information about Lexus, how the brand has evolved, how their relationship to golf has evolved. It is fascinating, and it will give you a look at behind the scenes look at how companies think about golf and about you, quite frankly. I know you're going to enjoy this. Also, we'll have Wilson Golf. Marcus McCain from Wilson Golf is going to give us some background on what is going on in the game, going on with Wilson and their brand new iron offering, the DynaPower line. It is one of the most beautiful golf clubs I've ever seen, and I haven't had a chance to hit them. I'm sure they perform as good as they look, but don't take it from me. Take it from Marcus. He's going to be on the show later. It's going to be an amazing show. I think you're going to love it. So bundle up. Get yourself, I usually say, a cold beverage and a crunchy snack, but I would say now get yourself a hot chocolate and a grilled cheese or something, okay? Get yourself something good to eat and put your feet up and get ready to enjoy one heck of a 19th hole. We'll be right back. Michael Williams, 19th hole.
Hi, Michael. This is Barbara Nicholas. You've got a great voice. We love hearing what you have to say, and we wish you the best for many years.
Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host and Sherpa, for yet another episode of I Love Two Things in particular. I love golf, of course, which is why I do this show. And I love cars. I have loved cars all basically of my young adult / adult life. I got into cars when a good friend of mine pulled up in a Porsche 914. And I knew he could afford no such car in college. And I said, how did you do that? He says, I bought it out of the newspaper. And he sold it for more money than he bought it for, which led to me starting my own little business, which actually put me through college. I have loved cars for most of my life. And much later, I came to golf. So it seems that there's this really sort of natural fit between great golf and great cars. And one company that feels exactly the same way is a company that I think is the answer to a great trivia question, which is to name a company that is involved with the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, the KPMG Women's PGA, and the KitchenAid Senior PGA. The answer to that question is, of course, Lexus. And joining me here today to talk about the connection between golf, and great cars is the Lexus Lifestyle Events Manager, Nicole Peterson. Nicole, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And I hope it's less snowy wherever you are than it is here, because it is far too snowy here. And it's the snow is basically turning into white cement.
It's still icy. It's icy here. I wish it was snowy, actually, but we still have some patches of ice, but we're in Texas. So our weather changes every, 15 minutes, and we have a different cycle come through. So right now it's actually sunny and beautiful outside.
I envy you completely on that one. but again, I find it so fascinating that you guys are so connected to the game of golf. And I got to know Lexus and his connection to golf a few years ago when I was invited to go on one of your trips for journalists to the USGA. And it was just special. It was spectacular. So I want to go into a little bit into Lexus and golf, but I want to start off with you. And when did you start working with Lexus in this position that you have now?
So I started working in this position around a little over 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But as most people know, Toyota, Lexus parent company, I was with Toyota in a very similar capacity, sponsorship marketing, overseeing a lot of the Olympic programming and athletes for 5 years prior to that. So cumulatively, I've been with the company for almost 9 years, but worked in golf for just over three now.
Wow. So did you come from golf? Are you a longtime fan? Are you a player? Did you grow up in the game? What was your connection to the game prior to this position with Lexus?
Interestingly enough, I grew up on a golf course, a tiny, tiny one in Southern Maryland called Broughton Bay Golf Club that my parents still live on and are a part of. So I played when I was really little, and then I didn't swing a club for probably 20 years. Moving into corporate America, specifically in the partnership world, there's so many opportunities to play golf and network, and then a lot of philanthropic opportunities through golf networking here in DFW. So personally and professionally, I probably picked it up more seriously 3 years ago when I started this role, understanding that there was more opportunity with it in my personal life, just to network around the DFW area, but then also with the partners that we have within the golf space. You want to be authentic to the game and understand it. And so I was an avid fan watching, but I really didn't get serious about playing until 3 years ago.
Well, that's interesting because number one, I know exactly the course that you're talking about. Like being here in the Washington, D.C. area, I know exactly the course that you're talking about.
Yes.
I have actually been on that piece of property, so I know where you're talking about. And it is really interesting that your journey sort of mirrors what a lot of people is. Like professionally, you get distance from the game because there's time and family and all that sort of thing. Then you come back to the game, and you come back to it in a big way. So I think you have a very, very familiar story to a lot of our listeners. And the history with Lexus, how did Lexus get involved with golf? And what do you see in golf that makes it an attractive venue for you to be involved with?
Yeah, so Lexus started sponsoring USGA and athletes about 20 years ago. This is our 20th year with USGA. Of course, I was not around then, but I have to imagine that at the time, leadership saw a need for a rising luxury auto brand. So for those of you that don't know, Lexus became a brand in 1989, so we're not that old as a luxury auto brand. So I think that probably at that time, as they were rising in popularity as a luxury auto brand, they thought what better to align themselves with than a prestigious sport like golf. So I think that is really how Lexus and golf started. And now we're so synonymous with the game. And there's so many connections between our brand and golf and why we feel like we should be involved in the game as it continues to grow and move forward. And I would love to go into just a little bit of why we're still investing very heavily in golf if we want to go there now.
Please, I would love for you to.
Yeah, so golf is in such a state right now of rise where it's just gaining popularity in so many different markets. And we love that it's gaining popularity in women and youth, but also still has that very traditional feel. So we really see the connection between our brand and our consumers in golf being rooted in our shared values, right? So as we know, luxury auto buyers really care about things like precision and performance and craftsmanship and respect really for the experience while they're in the vehicle. And as we all know as well, as golfers, you care about all of those things as well. We care about our craft and our equipment and even our outfits, right? Now apparel is such a big thing when you walk onto the course, or even when you're not on the course, if you have a prestigious, you know, pullover from Oakmont, then, you know, it gives you a level of luxury. And then respecting the courses and the history of the game, while also modernizing the game to younger athletes. So that's really where we're continuing to create synergies between the brand and the golf lifestyle. And we want to show up really authentically in the game. So we are never someone who just slaps a logo on things. So Lexus does not do that as a sponsor. We really work with our partners to identify what their fans want and how their fans can be a part of that message at the time. So we partner with golfers and we look at fans of the game and the rising attention around the game. And we highlight that a lot through our strategic storytelling. On our platforms. We also are partners with major golf entities, as you mentioned. So we have our USGA partnership. We have a bunch of PGA Tour stops across the country and LPGA Tour stops. We are PGA of America. We have athletes who embody the excellence and integrity of the game. But we also have partnerships with rising brands like Malbon Golf. So I don't know how familiar you are with Malbon.
A little bit.
Okay. I would think that now, probably after the last couple years and the waves they've been making on the tour with Jason Day and some of their other female athletes, that a lot of people probably know who Malbon Golf are, but we know that they push the envelope, but they are a brand that's really looking to grow the game to different communities and make it accessible for everyone. And that's one of our main targets right now, is not just looking at that traditional golf fan who we know and love and we understand the integrity of the game and they, those are our core fans and those are our core fans for our vehicles as well. But we're also looking to engage new fans and new viewers of the sport. And we do feel like partnerships with Malbon and some of our younger, diverse golf ambassadors really help to grow the game. So, you know, ultimately, we want to keep and respect golf culture, but we also want to enhance the game. So we never want to force the brand in, but we like to earn our place by, you know, delivering our commitment to keeping the game what it is and respecting the game, but also bringing new energy and new fans to the game through our partnerships.
You know, this is so fascinating to me. Because I do a lot of work with the National Golf Course Owners Association, and there's a lot of people who are in that world who operate golf courses and are deeply involved with the game who listen to this particular broadcast. And I think the one word that they're going to focus on that you just said was authenticity, the authenticity of the connection between the golfer, the driver, and the back and forth, the communication between those two, between the golf event and the driving experience that Lexus provides. I get that, and I think a lot of my listeners will get that too. Do you do anything in particular to maintain that connection? Because you talked about the cohort of golfers / drivers who are already connected to the game, that core group, if you will, and then this whole new group of people. Are you finding yourself doing new types of engagements, new types of promotions to get these people involved and keep them involved both with Lexus and with the game?
Yes, we absolutely do. So when we're looking at some of our more traditional partnerships, like our PGA of America or our USGA, we know that those entities are the game, right? So they are very authentic to the game. They have had longtime core fans for years, but we work with them in our asset structure when we are negotiating our contract, and they are also trying to drive the game to these new audiences. So we work with them to create content series where we highlight individuals who are trying to bring the game to different courses or communities. And we write assets into the contract with all of our traditional entities to reach new audiences. And then we also bring on-site to events. So you were at, which US Open were you at?
I've been at all of them since 2012.
So you've seen our consumer experience.
Yes, I have.
So one of the things that we like to do on site at our at the events that we sponsor is bring really technology-driven engagements. So we know that that's going to bring in that more youthful audience. So we have a lot of club in hand experiences in our consumer activations at the U.S. Open and PGA Championships and women's. And those tech-driven engagements, we work with USGA to get the best tech in our space so that we can engage this young audience that really cares about precision and performance and metrics, and they take it back and they display it on their social media and then they work on their game. So through our traditional partnerships, we work with them to, again, we never want to alienate the existing buyer and or the existing golf fan, but we also want to enhance the game by bringing these new technologies and talking about these stories of new engagement within the game that's only going to grow it for a larger audience.
Talk about some of the players. I know you do have players at the game, and one of my lasting images of Lexus and golf is seeing the dozens of cars that you have available for transportation for players and that sort of thing. Do the players really I imagine they do, but you can tell me a little bit about it, how you come to get the agreements or whatever to have the players drive your cars during championship events.
Yeah, so we have, I mean, our ambassador roster is pretty robust as it is, but at the championships and the tournaments that we sponsor, we give every single player a vehicle, and then we give every single staff member a vehicle as well. So if you think of the U.S. Open, for example, we have over 1,200 vehicles that week roaming around whatever city it's in. So we really canvass the city. And we feel like that is a extremely valuable and important asset for a player to have that accessibility while they're on site for some of these championships, they're there for 8 to 10 days. Their families are there and their agents and their chefs or whoever they bring with them. And so they really need a reliable form of transportation and not for nothing, a really awesome and cool form of transportation to ride around town in
and
get from A to B. But then also, you know, when they pull up on Championship Sunday and they're showing the athletes who are in contention to win getting out of our vehicles, it just further pushes that synonymy with our brand. So it's really important for us and also for the entities for them to have this fleet of vehicles so that their athletes have accessibility to get around during the week.
Well, I was just going to say that I was talking to my chef the other day about, you know, transportation. So maybe I can put my personal chef, in touch with you and we can get something done there.
I would love that.
I love the way you took that. So this is for the players. The experience for the players is obviously second to none when it comes to your connection with them. For the fans who go to the game, I know I've seen several of your engagements for the fans who will come to the major championships. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you do that are fun and unique, but also create a great connection between golf and Lexus.
So one of the really cool things that we do at almost all of our championships is have the trophy in our space for consumers to come and take pictures with. So as you guys all know, as golf fans, one, you're never supposed to touch the trophy unless you have won the trophy before. But two, the trophy moves year to year. So it's not, now let's be honest, the athletes that win do get a replica one for their house or whatever. But the actual like U.S. Open trophy or PGA Championship trophy, it's the same one that has moved around from year to year. So being able to just see it and be around it, there's a really awesome energy and feeling around that. And so we write that into all of our activation plans to have that opportunity for fans to engage with the trophy and see it and be around it and see how amazing and cool it is, but not touch it. We also, At most of our tournaments, we have meet and greets with our Lexus brand ambassadors who are PGA and LPGA players and or retirees. So we have some really awesome retired players on our roster, like Peter Jacobson, who, I mean, the fans can never get enough of every time that we take him somewhere.
Love the Jake.
Maybe because of his acting debut, which now I think one of our other ambassadors, Will Zalatoris, has maybe given him a run for that money. But so we give the fans that connection point and that opportunity to get up close and personal with the players in our space. And then again, we have those tech-driven club in hand activation. So a lot of them will be a swing simulator that's going to analyze your swing and give you data on the spot that you can post to your socials and or just keep to evaluate your progress down the road. We usually have an undulating putting green, and then we have obviously our newest and best fleet of vehicles on display so that consumers can get in and engage with our new vehicles that they might not be able to see yet in stores. So a lot of touch points for consumers. We really think about the guests on site and what they're looking for at a tournament and what they would like to do and engage with. And then we're ever enhancing and evolving our activation plans as those strategies change.
Well, it sounds like you guys have it completely under control as far as that's concerned. I know you'll be at the major championships this year. I just wanted to ask, is there anything new that you're planning to do at the champion events that you're involved with this year? And then sort of ask about the vehicles. Is there any new model that we should be looking out for in the near future?
Yeah, so of course, there's always going to be new models or refreshes coming up. We have a really awesome that has not been released yet to public electric vehicle coming out that we are going to try to get. It's more of an electric SUV, so we're going to try to get that one out before the end of this season. We have a brand new ES that also is electric that is amazing. We have, I think everyone has now probably seen the new GX and the new TX, which both of those came out in 24, but we've enhanced some of the colors and programming and aesthetics to those two vehicles. So all of the latest and greatest you will certainly see on site at any of our events this year.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, we had a little miss there.
No, you're good. It's fine. No, just saying you'll see the latest and greatest of all of our vehicles at the events this year. And then we have a couple new technology companies that we're bringing in for the U.S. Open. So make sure that when you're there, one, you stop by to see me. And two, that you go in there for some data-driven consumer experiences. And then we also have a hospitality chalet. So definitely make sure that you swing by and see me, and we'll enjoy it together.
I insist on it. You had me at hello as far as that's concerned. And as I close out with you, I know, are you getting a chance to play any golf? I know it's a little cold there now, but are you getting a chance to keep your game in shape down there in Texas?
You know what's crazy? It was beautiful here the week of New Year's, and I played on the second or the third. It was 70 degrees out. So I live on a golf club out in Texas, luckily, and get to play quite often. But with the ice that we had last week, our course right now is in a little bit of shambles. I am going to AT&T Pro-Am, though, next week. Probably won't get too much golf in, but just I'll get to be around it, so I'll get my fix a little bit that way.
That would be awesome. And I got to say, do you have a favorite Lexus model? New, past? Is there anyone that just particularly catches your eye and your fancy?
Oh, absolutely. The LC convertible is just, it's it's fast and it's sexy and it's a statement. It's a powerhouse. And I like to think it represents me.
No, go ahead.
It's not practical, let me tell you that, because it's a two-door, you can barely fit your golf clubs in it. I borrowed one for a little while and I had to fit my clubs in the front seat, the passenger seat, so it is not practical, but it is freaking beautiful.
Again, I think that we are sharing notes here, because I have written down in front of me, the LC500 is mine. It is absolutely one of my favorite cars of all time. And again, I am a car guy. okay? And I'm counting all cars of all time. That LC 500 is unbelievable. You chose well, my friend. You chose well.
It's awesome. My second, if I had to choose a second, it would be the new GX. It's a beautiful car, and you can fit multiple golf clubs in there, and lots of people. So it just depends on what your mood is, but those are my top two.
That's a worthy top two. That really is. But even more than that, you know, that the favorite cars, they're the favorite cars of a lot of people, but I am so appreciative of any company that does what you guys do to promote the game and get people not only interested in their product, but interested in the game and make sure that that connection stays for a lifetime. You guys have done a magnificent job, and I just want to say congratulations. And anytime you have something new or special to announce or let the public know about, you have a soapbox to stand on and a megaphone to shout through right here, okay?
I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is my pleasure. Thank you. That is Nicole Peterson, the Lexus Lifestyle Events Manager. I have been fortunate enough to be present for some of their events. They do an unbelievable job, a uniquely special job. There are a lot of people that show good hospitality, especially around major events, but Lexus goes... the extra mile, pun intended. And they just do special things. I like to think for special people, but I think they do it for everybody. It's really something special that they do there. And again, if you have an opportunity, if you are a Lexus owner, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't had a chance to try a Lexus, either go to a golf tournament or just go to a dealership, because these things are completely unbelievable. And Their connection to golf is really admirable. I do admire what they do. So thank you to Lexus. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole, Michael Williams, your host on this NDC, anyway, snowy little production day. I just got back from the PGA show in Orlando, Florida, the convocation of all of the great names in golf. And you know them all. They're great names in golf balls. They're great names in golf clubs. There's lots of great people to meet. It's one of the times when the whole industry gets together and has a great big shindig. And I do love it. I truly do. It's interesting to me, though, because there are a couple of names that are there that, if you will, kind of transcend golf. Their names are a bit bigger than golf. There's not really a lot of them, but my next guest is from one of them. That company is Wilson, and Wilson is known for many, many sports, and their tremendous success in many sports, and one of them is golf. Joining me today is the Global Director of Product and Marketing at Wilson, who should be able to tell us something about that. He is Marcus McCain, and he is on the 19th hole for the first time. Marcus, welcome to our humble abode.
Thank you, Michael. Excited to be on today.
Well, thank you for doing that. And I hear you're in Chicago, right? So I'm complaining about a few inches of snow here in D.C., which everybody else is declaring a national disaster over. But you're in Chicago, so you guys are laughing, right?
Yeah, it's been cold. We're here in Chicago. We've got a little bit of snow on the ground, a couple inches, but it's been about 25 degrees the last few days, so it feels like summertime for us.
Yeah, the coldest I've ever been in my whole life was in Chicago, and I think the wind chill factor one night when I was living there went down to 57 below, and I thought I would put on everything that I owned that was winter clothes and go out. And I did. I went outside and I immediately thought, oh my, I forgot to get dressed. I felt like I was wearing nothing. It does get kind of cold in Chicago. But thank you again for coming on. Before we talk about Wilson and your new products, which are very exciting, creating quite a stir in the market, I want to get to know something about you and your history in the game. Talk to me about where you come from and how you got involved in golf at all.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I grew up kind of outside New York City, just a little bit north, so northeast guy through and through. I actually didn't start playing golf until grad school. I spent the better part of my 20s coaching lacrosse at the college level. It's kind of the sport I grew up playing. I was just kind of finishing up grad school. Had a buddy who played, had never really played much golf, and he kind of talked me into it one day. After graduation, something to do, or waiting around in the summer for jobs to start, and just got hooked. Just loved the game, fell in love with it. Loved getting better, the process of getting better and trying to figure it out, and that kind of stuck with me. And then was kind of blessed to head down to PlayStation and work on the core marketing team there and some really awesome product launches. But just was playing a lot of golf and thought it might be neat to kind of blend the passion and the career with golf and marketing. So ended up just kind of applying around and stumbling blindly into the golf industry.
Well, that's really exciting on a couple of fronts. Number one, I'm from D.C. and Maryland, which, as you know, is a lacrosse hotbed. Frank Urso was my favorite player growing up. And few people know that Jim Brown is arguably the best lacrosse player of all time, in addition to being the best football player, arguably, of all time. You probably know all of those things because you're a lacrosse
player. Yes.
and also the fact that how you got into the game is similar to me, sort of late in the game, found a hook into it, and golf never let go. How long have you been at Wilson?
It's been, I'm going on my third year, so we're about 2.5 years right now.
Okay.
Going on three.
Okay. And you are in a favored position to tell us a little bit about the history of Wilson and the game of golf, because I think there is a long and an admirable story there. Can you give us some of the highlights of it?
Yeah, of course. We've been in golf, I believe we're going on 112 years as a brand in the industry. Obviously, most consumers know that, you know, we've won more major championships with our irons than any brand in the space at 62. Which is pretty incredible. And yeah, like you said, you know, we've had a long history, decades and decades and decades of market leadership, phenomenal products, major champions, the whole nine yards. So it's a very rich and storied past. You know, and truth be told, it's a bit of a roller coaster ride of a past as well. When you've been in any space as long as we have, there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of ups again. So it's an exciting brand. It's a fascinating brand. And you know, it's a brand that's really been the bedrock of the golfing world for a very, very long time.
It's kind of interesting that you mentioned that, 'cause I did not know. I knew that Wilson had been successful in golf, but I did not know it had won more major championships than any other brand. 'Cause a lot of brands will mention the players who play them, but you can just mention the success that you've had, that every player has had with them. And I think that maybe speaks more eloquently about your product than anything else. You can be anybody and you can win with our product. That's really impressive. And when you talk about Wilson as a club maker, because we know that some other brands have a particular type of golfer that they lean towards, whether it's a professional golfer or a very rich golfer or a beginning golfer. Is there any particular type of golfer or player that Wilson is aiming to attract?
Yeah, we make products for all levels of golfers. You know, we want to make sure that we're making great stuff for everything from beginners to tour players and the Padraig Harringtons of the world.
Right.
But I would say, you know, in the last few years and a lot of what we've been working on, you know, as a business and a group has really been focused on good young ball strikers. We've kind of seen coming out of COVID, right, a really big boom of young players, athletes from other sports and teenagers. And you go to the range these days and, right, it's littered with young people under the age of 30, under the age of 25, in a way that it hasn't been before. And kind of as we build the brand back up in the golf space and and really try to think about, the next era for us. It's really focused a lot around, good young players and building around our heritage and players clubs and the things that really make Wilson Wilson.
Yeah, that's really fascinating that again, you make a golf club that is available for all range our full range of players. And the newest product, though, I think is kind of directed towards the better player, which is the DynaPower irons, if I'm saying that right. DynaPower irons, did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, terrific. So I've seen the irons a little bit, and I've seen the press releases. Let's tell our audience a little bit about DynaPower, what the idea is of those golf clubs, what you wanted to do with them, and what makes them so special.
Yeah, we launched our DynaPower and DynaPower Max irons in 2025. And those irons are really geared at, helping golfers get, as much distance and as much launch as they possibly can, in a very premium package. So we want to make sure that we're delivering, everybody wants more distance, everybody wants to hold more greens and shoot lower scores. So we really want to make sure that with those two irons that we're giving golfers as much of that as possible. The DynaPower iron's going to be more of that traditional game improvement iron shape. That a lot of golfers are looking for, right? Like everybody needs a little more help getting the ball up in the air. I know I do too. And then the DynaPower Max, right? That's going to be for like, a golfer who's got a little bit slower swing speed. We're really just trying to maximize launch, have super forgiving conditions through the turf, and kind of, really help you play better golf overall. And then going into 2026, we've launched our staff model line of irons, which is, the flagship blades and cavity back irons of the world. And those are really geared at, you kind of said it before, the best players. When we build those irons and think about those. So we've built those. We've moved away from the chrome finish and moved into satin, which is new for us as a brand. But I think people, it's been well received. It's been exciting. It really complements and rounds out the portfolio with our DynaPower irons and staff model irons. And then really the big story for us in 26 is introducing the staff model XB iron, which we're calling kind of a player's performance iron. Very compact shape, hollow body iron, tungsten in the long irons, all the technology behind that, kind of the best of our R&D department, and kind of similar story, right? Golfers are at all levels are looking for, just a little bit more forgiveness, a little bit more launch, a little more optimized ball flight, and sound and feel. And we've put a lot of technology into those, to kind of help bridge the gap between all of our different irons and iron families. So it's an exciting time to be with the brand, to have six different premium iron offerings for golfers. We can really fit, and tune anybody in anywhere they're at with their game along the spectrum there.
Well, I want to talk about two things that you mentioned in the course of description of the new products, which is the technology of them and the aesthetics of them.
Sure.
So let's go with the technology. And we have a lot of people now who are using AI in their design or their manufacture of the clubs. How involved is AI with this particular line? Is it involved at all?
Yes, very, very involved, with our XB irons especially. We've kind of leaned into a lot of the learnings and capabilities that we have across all of our sports at Wilson, which is really unique to us. We've brought in some AI and simulation-based engineers, and we've looked at tens of thousands of iterations of different clubs. So, it's really cool, right? What used to take months and years to prototype and test and iterate on can now be done, in a matter of days and minutes,
Crazy.
which is really neat to see. So yeah, in our XB irons, we're testing and optimizing against all sorts of different parameters. Everything from face design and face thickness, to internal rib structures, which affect sound and feel. We're really kind of building parameters, testing and iterating against thousands of different, tens and tens and thousands of different of combinations, really trying to tune in to, different sound frequencies and different launch parameters and different flexions and all sorts of things like that. So it's a very big part of what we've were doing in golf, and it's really cool to see being in the industry for a few years now, how quickly that's permeated itself into the design process is really neat.
It is really neat. And so we go from that corner of the design of a golf club to the aesthetics of it, as I said. And one of the things that I noticed about the DynaPower line is it just looks good. It's real pretty. And I don't know if that's something that gets done on the technical end. Does AI do that, or does somebody look at it and make the design? But these are a good looking set of golf clubs, and that does make a difference to players.
Yeah.
It makes a difference to you, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. We're all golfers, and I think that, we're always trying to design to meet what our eye loves to look at as well. We want to play beautiful things in the bag, just like everybody else. And it's a big part of our process, right? I think it's something we've obviously done for generations at Wilson. We spend a lot of time on shaping and finishing and structures and how that looks. Of course, making sure the performance there is always going to be paramount. And then we try to couple that with how do we bring the aesthetics in? How do we make this golf club look right to the better player? How do we make the top lines, look thin and the transitions look beautiful? So that's a big part of the team, and it's kind of right, that iterative process, right? We punch into the AI and the simulations and all the things on what we want the performance to be and where things are, and then it goes through, kind of the shaping element. Okay, how could we hit those notes and shape it this way and do that? And then it kind of goes back, and we go back and forth, and it's that back and forth process over years, really, that helps us land on, iron products and products across the whole board that not only perform but look amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I think Wilson is known for across the decades, is making a very, very aesthetically pleasing product to play with. And you haven't let anybody down with the current line. It is truly beautiful. Where can people go to see the golf club, and how can they get more information slash order one of these sets of clubs?
Yeah, absolutely. We have obviously our .com page, wilson.com. You can learn all about our clubs and all the different technologies, order directly from us. But then, we're also distributed in all major golf outlets and sporting goods stores across the states here and across North America. So everything from, PGA Tour Superstore to Club Champion to Golf Galaxy. People can go check them out and try them and hit them and all the good stuff at kind of your local golf stores.
Well, thank you for naming my sponsors. I appreciate that's always good. I will let them know this was not arranged. Okay, he said that on his own. That the
Yes,
there's oh yeah, obviously great availability for the products. I just think they're wonderful. It's such a history, a tradition really, of success at Wilson, and I think you're going to continue it with this particular line. When do you plan to get out and play some golf? Not anytime soon, I imagine.
oh gosh, no, it's hockey season up here for us.
Ha.
But soon, I think spring is right around the corner. Then Groundhog Day is coming up, so we're all itching to get out there. Thankfully, being in the industry, I have a few trips to Florida coming up pretty soon here. So we'll start knocking off the rust of winter.
Yeah, I hear that. I look forward to it very, very much. And maybe we'll get a chance to play together. We bring out a set of Wilson irons and see what they can do.
Absolutely, Michael.
Beautiful. Hey, man, thank you so much for joining. And next time you have anything to talk about, you have a soapbox to stand on and a megaphone to shout through right here on the 19th hole, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That is Marcus McCain, the Global Director of Product and Marketing at Wilson. I remember one of the first times I saw Wilson perform in person, Patrick Harrington was using them at a tournament here in Washington, D.C., and he was hitting short irons and wedges, and he hit about 100 balls, and I'm going to say about 94 of them finished in a space that was about the size of a beach towel. It was unbelievable to watch this guy hit balls. And I was wondering, as a reporter then, a young reporter, what he was hitting. Went down and saw that he was hitting Wilson irons, and I thought, yeah, okay, that's something that I want to play. The best players play these irons, and they are really exceptional, and I encourage you highly to go out and check them out for yourself. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have more golf and stuff for you. So see you soon. 19th hole, Michael Williams. Well, as they say, that's it and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole. I want to again give my sincere thanks to the folks at Lexus. They do such an amazing job. Thank you, Nicole, for coming on the show and giving us an education about how much golf means to Lexus and how much Lexus means to golf. It is truly a symbiotic relationship, and we were so fortunate to have that look at the backstory of how it happens, why it happens, and where it's going. Also, thank you to the people at Wilson Golf. Marcus was just great in talking to us, Marcus McCain, about the new Dynapower line. Again, it is a fantastic-looking golf club. Looks like it performs magnificently, and Wilson has such a history in golf. I have no doubt that what they have done before leads us to think that this line is going to be just as successful. You can hear this show on Apple Podcasts. You can hear it on Spotify and many, many, many other podcasts and audio aggregators that only supply the best of the best of the best in golf and other programming. You can find us there. Thank you for listening. As always, we do it all for you. We look forward to giving you more of what you love next week. Until then, bundle up, stay warm if you're in a place that needs it, as is most of the country right now. And if you have an opportunity, whether at some golf course that may not have snow on it, or Topgolf, or wherever, just go out and hit some golf balls. And when you do, do your very best to hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.